This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top United Nations court has opened hearings into the legality of Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The session before the International Court of Justice comes following a request by the UN General Assembly. The Assembly asked the court for a non-binding advisory opinion into Israel's policies in the occupied territories. Palestinian Foreign Affairs Minister Riyad al-Maliki opened the presentation by Palestinian representatives.
Acquisition of territory by force, persecution, racial discrimination and apartheid against the people, denial of self-determination are all grave violations of the most fundamental norms of international law. There is a legal and moral obligation to bring them to a prompt end.
The session will last 6 days and judges will likely take months to issue an opinion. I'm Karen Chamas.
An alarming lack of food, surging malnutrition, and the rapid spread of disease could spark an explosion in child deaths in Gaza, the United Nations warned Monday. At least 90% of children under 5 in Gaza are affected by one or more infectious diseases, according to a joint assessment by the UN Agencies for Children, Food, and Health. Yemen's Houthi militants said on Monday they had attacked a cargo vessel in the Gulf of Aden, which is at risk of sinking, raising the stakes in their campaign to disrupt global shipping in solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza war. The Iran-aligned Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have been behind drone and missile strikes since November in the Red Sea and Bab el-Mandeb Strait.